Right. I want to share just a real quick thought from the Word of God this morning. The most familiar verse, I believe it's the best verse on giving a gift the Bible has. John chapter 3, verse number 16. This verse tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, in this most familiar verse, the best verse on gift giving in all of Scripture, I want to focus in on just one word. That one word is the word loved. And I want to take that word loved and form an acrostic that will help us remember what Christmas is all about. Loved begins with the letter L. That L tells us that God left heaven for earth. There are some that say that Mary is the mother of God, and they couldn't be further from the truth. Because when the babe was conceived in her womb, that was not the beginning of Jesus' life. He had existed before eternity. In fact, if we had the time, we could turn back to the first few verses that John penned in this epistle in chapter 1, and it shows very clearly that there isn't anything that exists that Jesus did not speak into creation. He is the creator of all. And so he left heaven for earth to be born of the Virgin. The word loved begins with L. The second letter is the letter O. O reminds us that when Jesus left heaven and came to earth, being born of the Virgin, that he lived an ordinary life. An ordinary life, was born in a manger, which to us seems repulsive, to be born among the animals, and yet they made do with what was available and not all that out of the ordinary at that time. But his life was ordinary beyond that. He didn't live in a palace. He didn't have people flocking to him. He didn't live in a great temple. He grew up in a carpenter's home, lived an ordinary life, and the Bible tells us his life was so ordinary that he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet, and this is the key part, yet without sin. He knows all that you go through because he experienced it while he was here on earth for those 30-some years. The word love begins with L, then O. The third letter is the word V. A very important letter because it reminds us that Jesus died a vicarious death. Now, vicarious is a fancy word, but really what it means is that he died for you. He died for you. Just as John 3:16 tells us that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That tells us that God sent his Son not so that his Son could come into the earth, not so that his Son could die, but that so that you could have everlasting life. He died because we were sinners. Now remember that important part about his ordinary life and him being tempted is that he never sinned. And because he never sinned, that makes him a worthy substitute to die the penalty for your death. And so V tells us of his vicarious death. So we have the L, he left heaven for earth. The O, he lived an ordinary life. The V, he died a vicarious death. Then the E speaks of the everlasting life provided through that vicarious death after having lived the ordinary life because he left heaven for earth. The D that the word ends with, "for God so loved," speaks of the delight that those that have believed in him and received him as their Savior will enjoy throughout all eternity. You know, we have two choices, and we have to make the choice before we leave this earth. But we have two choices of where we'll spend eternity. Will we spend it in heaven with this one who so loved that he gave, or will we spend it separated from him? Where heaven brings nothing but delight for all of eternity, hell brings exactly the opposite, a place of torment and terror and pain for all eternity. And the choice is yours. God sent his Son so that you could have everlasting life. This Christmas season, let's remember that word loved, that the Savior left heaven for earth, lived an ordinary life, died a vicarious death, so that you could have everlasting life of delight in heaven. God so loved the earth.